Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about someone who sees dead people? Yeah. Or have you heard about someone who talks to dead people? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know about your own spirit guide, your own personal spirit guide? Can you imagine what it's like meeting an angel or a guardian angel? Tell me, do you know what a medium or a clairvoyant does? Have you ever talked to one? When was the last time you heard a really, really great ghost story? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really interesting, great advice. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured live on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over a million wonderful listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. So if you went to view it, thank you very much. Now let me tell you about my guest today. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology. She earned a master's degree in special education and a master's degree in public administration, a teaching certificate for teaching special education, and a certificate for teaching English in regular education. She also earned 2 teaching awards. During the latter years of her education and teaching, her ability as a medium began to open, and she began communicating with the deceased. In 2008, she left the safe world of employment and began expressing her abilities as a medium clairvoyant. She grew up with a father who was a medium, so the transition seemed very natural for her. Now she works with people internationally and nationally, people who desire to communicate with their spirit guides for life assistance. She's added a coaching service, and she can walk people through the process of healing. I am pleased to welcome to the show today Tammy Urbanek. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm very excited about having you because I am very interested in talking to mediums, clairvoyants, and interested in connecting with my spirit guide. Tell me, you were teaching and then you went into becoming a medium clairvoyant full-time. But you didn't start out that way. Tell us a little bit about how your life began and what got you to where you are now.
Well, actually, you know, my adulthood started early. I married at 18. It wasn't a healthy choice because, you know, I was kind of attracted to the bad boys, as my father reminds me. And I married a man who was addicted to alcohol. So it was an abusive first year. But I had my my daughter during that year, and I chose to leave at 19 because of his drinking and violent tendencies, not towards me so much, but towards, like, the furniture and the walls. And I just went through that process of I earned my education. I was working at McDonald's, and I got remarried at 24, and I became a teacher. I always wanted to be a teacher. I love teaching, very passionate. But like you stated earlier, in 2008, it was time for me to transition from that safe income of teaching and really just kind of plunge into being self-employed as a medium and just, well, you know, hope for the best, so to speak. Just put my energy out there that I could work with enough people to earn a living.
Well, now, when was how old were you when you first discovered that you had these talents?
I actually, when I was a little girl, my guides presented themselves to me. They showed up in my bedroom, and you know, spirit guides are simply people. They're deceased people, and they're two females, and it just scared me. It scared me so much that I told them, "Go away! Don't ever show yourself to me again." They didn't go away, but they didn't present themselves to me again out of respect for my request. And around age probably 13, I was told that I am also a medium, and I was very defiant about it. I said, you know, I don't want that. I don't want anything to do with that. And I'd really rejected it. And I was really scared of ghosts. I was very scared of them until probably 31. And then I had to go through the process of confronting my fear of ghosts, because that was the only way I could develop my abilities. You can't develop an ability if you're scared of it. So I had to confront it again and again and again, and it was by 2008 that I had finally conquered that fear, and I began seeing and hearing them very well.
Now, when you were a little girl and they first appeared, were these people that you had known who had been in your life before they died? Did you recognize them?
I did not recognize them. I did later learn from my own father's medium work that one was a sister in a previous lifetime and one was a mother in a previous lifetime, and that they cared for me a great deal, and that's why it was a mutual choosing of them to be my guides. You choose your guides prior to birth, but also it can be very mutual. They cared for me, and they wanted to be my guides as well.
Okay. Now, what type of medium was your father, and how old were you when you realized that your father was a medium?
My father's story is best told in his autobiography, Tide of Change, which anyone can find on Amazon.com. His name is Hoska Harrison. And his medium abilities began developing when I was around a little after seven or eight. He actually had a near-death experience, and then it began occurring after that. So he is his work is different. He's a direct medium. So what that means is he has a genetic makeup, his body has a genetic makeup to allow a spiritual teacher named Jonah to utilize his body to speak to other people. So when Jonah comes through my father's body, his mannerisms change, his accent is very thick, and he gives very wise, loving advice. He's a very strong teacher. He's no sugarcoater at all, but he's very wise and has assisted thousands of people all over the place. He actually taught all over the world. He actually caught the attention of the NBC Today Show and Time Magazine back in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh, wow. So actually your father was channeling through another spirit and helping people, and you were, what, 7 years old when this started?
Right around there, yeah. And some people call it channeling. It kind of looks like channeling, but he's a direct medium, so it's a little different.
A little bit different. Okay. Well, this is so interesting, and what an interesting childhood you must have had. You know, we're going to take a commercial break and hear about your host right now. When we come back with Tammy Urbanek, she's going to share her website information and tell us about her upcoming book. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Tammy Urbanik, who is a medium clairvoyant. Tammy, could you share your website information with my listeners, and then we'll talk a little bit about your upcoming book.
Yes, my website is empowermentthroughhealing.org, and all of my contact information is on there, and I have an online scheduling system that people can schedule appointments for themselves at their convenience.
Okay, and you're working on a book. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm in the process. We're in the editing process. I have an editor I'm working very closely with. The name of my book is Loving Connor, a clairvoyance memoir on loving, bonding, and healing. It is, as I stated earlier, I left my marriage very early. My daughter's father emotionally and physically abandoned her very young. As a result of that, she developed a lot of anger, especially in her teen years, which a lot of kids do. It's very common. And she, as a result of that, began looking for male acceptance, older male acceptance. And I really tried to work with her. I really tried to intervene. But she ended up getting pregnant by an abusive 22-year-old male at the age of 16. When I found out that she was pregnant, we also found out through Jonah the past life of this child and the anger that he carried. He was, people can read about it in my book, but he had a very painful past life that was still haunting him. And it was necessary for me to work with him as a medium in the non-physical prior to his birth so that we could help him heal as much of that anger before he came into the physical. He died as a teenager in his past life. So he came through as an adolescent male. And so the book is about that process, the abusive marriage, my process of healing myself, the work I did with my daughter and helping her heal her anger, and then throughout that pregnancy and how we helped heal Connor and how we much we love Connor. He's now about 2.5 years old.
Oh, I see. Now, when you come back, do you come back at the age you were when you died?
Actually, how it occurs is he's presented himself at the age that he died, but that's not always the case. I have worked with deceased who present themselves at the age they're attached to, which can be the age they died, or it can be a different age. But he died as an adolescent, so that's the age he presented. Mm-hmm. And before you're born, you actually regress in age. So right during the birthing process, when Bethany was in labor, right before he was born, he regressed down to zero and then came into the physical as he was being born.
Okay. You know, I've heard this from other psychics and mediums who have been on the show, that you decide who you are going to be. Actually, I had a numerologist, and she said you choose your name and your whole life, your parents, and everything before you're born. So you actually do have kind of a control over what's going to happen, so to speak. Have you discovered that to be true for your patients?
Yes, you do choose your parents, but you can choose your parents from, you know, we have our higher mind and our lower mind. The higher mind is where we carry our wisdom, our knowledge, our innate intelligence. Our lower mind is where we carry our false beliefs, our limiting beliefs, our pain, our fear. And so you can choose your parents with your lower mind or your higher mind. So my daughter, she carried anger and she carried male abandonment issues, which she's made great progress, but at that time it was intense. So her son, was attracted to her anger. to her male abandonment issues. So, you know, you could go in more depth with that and look at the soul perspective and how he we assisted him greatly in the non-physical. But from a lower mind perspective, he was attracted to her anger. So you can take, you know, children who, why do they choose abusive parents? Why do they choose the parents who are going to sexually molest them or physically abuse them? Well, there's a variety of reasons, but like I said, you can choose your parents from your fear or from your love.
Okay, interesting. Now, you have some ghost stories at your website describing encounters with people who approached you. Could you share a little few of those stories with us? I'd be interested in hear what actually happens when a spirit approaches you. How do they do it? And do you see them in your dreams, or do you see them while you're awake? How does it work?
Usually when I'm awake, I haven't had too many approach me in my dreams or in the sleep state, but a lot of the times they would wake me up in the middle of the night. What I learned early on is that the 3 a.m. time frame, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. is the easiest time for them to come through and present themselves, especially those who are caught up in the earth plane and caught up in their pain. When we physically die, we take our stuff with us. We don't magically heal just because our physical body died. We still have our mind, and we still have our pain, just as my grandson did. So they would many times bring that to me and want me to communicate with a certain person. Many times I didn't really know who they wanted me to talk to because I didn't know who this person was. If it happened when I was out in a public setting, like the grocery store or the gym or a coffee shop, they would, you know, kind of energetically guide me to, that's the person I want to talk with. They would almost feel like they would move my head in the direction of the person they were attached to, whether it was their daughter, friend, mother, whomever. And and then I would, many times I ran away from that because it would really spook me in terms of, I don't know how that person's going to react. You know, they're going to think I'm crazy. Yeah. So I would many times run away from it. But there were many times I didn't. And those are the ghost stories on my website where I would approach the person and say, you know, I don't know what your beliefs are, but I have this person who wants me to say X, Y, and Z. I would repeat it, and then I would run out there so fast.
I bet you could get all kinds of different reactions. I mean, some people would really probably think you were crazy.
Well, there was actually, for example, there was this one time I was at the gym, and I was actually in the steam room, and I felt this woman who was sitting near me, I felt her father come in. It felt like it could be her father, and I wasn't positive at the time because he wasn't saying, hey, I'm her dad. I can only repeat what they're going to tell me. So, but he made it feel like it's really important that you talk with her. So then I did. I approached her, and I said, I think he's your dad, and he's in spirit form, and she nodded, and she said, yeah, that sounds like my dad, and then I just started repeating the information, and actually he was telling her, you're depressed, and you need to heal your depression, and then he told her, you've been depressed since you were 12, and here's why you were depressed starting the age of 12, and so she was listening to it, and she said, you know, I've always thought I was depressed, but then my friends tell me I'm not, and I said, well, you are. You know, whatever your friends tell you, you're depressed, and your father feels it's important that you're addressing it. And, you know, that conversation went really well. And there's been a couple of times where I say, this male's attached to you, and why, I don't know anything you're saying. I don't know who you're talking about. And they'll run, and because I scared them. Yeah. But for the most part, it was usually a positive experience.
Well, I would suspect that it's mostly positive when people approach you and ask for a session. And now, do they have to be with you, or do you do sessions over the telephone?
I can do sessions on the phone, on Skype, or in person. I don't do email sessions at all. But I can do it phone, Skype, and in person. And yeah, people do. We will request a session, usually for the most part, to talk with their guides. I don't get a whole lot of people who want to connect with a deceased person, but more talk with their guides about life guidance. Sometimes it's about general life guidance, and sometimes it's about a very specific issue, such as a financial issue or a relationship issue or a health issue or a mental health issue. And
do all the guides have names?
Yes, guides do have names, but many times I don't understand the name because it's not usually English. So if it's a name I can understand as they're transferring it through my mind, then I'll certainly repeat it. But guides, for the most part, are not real attached to names. They're not real attached to that physicalness.
Okay. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from my sponsor.
Okay.
And when we come back with Tammy Urbanik, I wanted to have her explain what Tai Yi is and how she actually developed her abilities. We'll be right back with Tammy Urbanik.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Yes, I hope you are socially fit. I know I'm trying to become socially fit. I'm welcoming back Tammy Urbanik, and her website is the empowermentthroughhealing.org website. Tammy, could you tell us a little bit what Tai Yi is?
Tai Yi, life energy flow Tai Yi, is an energetic work that is similar to acupuncture or acupressure, but Tai Yi does not use needles. It uses pressure points and universal energy. It's very specific. It works with very specific ailments such as anger, depression, or digestive issues, brain issues, heart issues. It works with the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. It's if people read my father's book, Tide of Change, he does talk about how he was tested in the laboratory setting when he was performing Tai Yi. He's the Tai Yi teacher, and he was learning Tai Yi for about 10 or 15 years before he actually started to teach it, something like that. But he was tested in the laboratory setting. Anyway, Tai Yi offers energy to help remove blockages, to help energy flow better in specific meridians of the body, specific parts of the body, in order to work with a very specific issue, such as the heart or the brain, depending on the issue. So, for example, there is one treatment that I've been doing a lot. It's called Toxic Moon. And there's over 4,000 treatments, and we continue to learn treatments as we attend class. So there's a Toxic Moon can only be done during the week of the full moon, because the full moon brings up our emotions as they're attached to water. So Toxic Moon helps release the emotional toxins that are attached to painful past events, such as lack of bonding, abuse, whatever a painful past event was. It helps release those emotional toxins. Actually, I just did that last week with someone during the week of the full moon, and she had amazing results. She emailed me this long letter about everything that happened as a result of that treatment. So the treatments are profound. And when the person really works with the energy that's offered and works with it for the next few days for the purpose of the treatment, it is a profound tool for healing. It's not required for healing. It simply can assist people to move a little faster in their healing by removing the toxins, emotional toxins, physical toxins, by helping remove blockages in different parts of the body.
Okay, so this would work with abandonment, anger, depression. Now, do people have to come to your office to get this treatment, or can you do this on the phone?
Nope, they have to do it in person. It's a hands-on energy work like acupuncture is. They simply lay on a massage table with their clothes on, their shoes off, and then I utilize very specific pressure points. Like I stated, it's not general. It's very specific. And we're tested in class. We're tested every time we attend class to make sure that we are proficient in our performing of Tai Chi. And we have to have a certificate showing that. We have to be certified in order to work on the public. And there is a Tai Chi website with a list of practitioners. Some are in Europe. Some are in the United States. And there's only about 40 practitioners worldwide. And the website is lifeenergyflowtaiyi.com. That's T-A-I-Y-I. And it gives many a lot of information about where Tai Chi comes from, how old it is. It's very ancient. It predates acupuncture, and how it's been preserved for its integrity and its purity. And then, like I said, the list of practitioners.
Oh, that's wonderful information. And you yourself, do you live in what city if people were interested in having a session with you?
I'm in Monument, Colorado, which is just north of Colorado Springs near the Air Force Academy, just south of Denver. And I have my little office in a regular office building. But like I stated, I can do spirit sessions with guides or deceased over the phone, because it doesn't matter. It's all energy. But with Tai Chi, it is a hands-on treatment.
Okay. Very good information. Thank you for sharing it. We have 1 minute. What do you want people to take away from the show today? What is your message for them?
When people come to me for a spirit guide session, it's not sugar-coated. It is not fluffy. It's not airy-fairy. It is straight, direct, to the point. All the thoughts are pulled out. So when a person comes to me for a spirit guide session, they need to understand it's about healing. It's not about playing games. It's about healing to get to that deep sense of joy, that deep sense of passion. That is our purpose here. Our purpose is to find our life purpose, our passion, our joy, and to live that with integrity, with self-integrity. And that's your guide's purpose. Their job is to guide you in that direction, and they'll respect that purpose, and they'll do it.
What a wonderful message, and thank you so much for sharing it with my listeners, and I look forward to having you back on the show again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was great. It was so enjoyable, and you had so much information to share. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today with Tammy Urbanik, and be sure to catch all of our interviews with these amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all eclectic, exciting, energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. Remember, this is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too, and help you to become more spiritual. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering at blogtalkradio.com. I would love to personally welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. You know, we love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Now, it's important for you to remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. And now for the chocolate quote of the day: life is like a box of chocolates. The best ones are half eaten. So for now, dear friends, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Tammy Urbanik, my wonderful guest today. We look forward to having her back. This is January Jones thanking all of you out there for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.